That feels so, so good. Lara turned her head to look over her shoulder at the man she was grinding on. She was sitting in his lap with her back to him, grinding her ass into him hard, knowing he was close to the edge. She smiled as he admitted how close he was. It was one of her regulars. He was clean, he smelt good, and the usual banter between them was always a lot of fun. They had made a $100 bet on whether Lara could make the guy finish before the end of the song. She was winning. Lara started to pant and groan loudly, hoping it would help get him there. The undulating coupled with the moaning did its job. He reached out and held her hips firmly as he came into his own briefs. She allowed him to control the pace, his hands slowing her grinding as he came. She let him ride it out how he wanted until he stopped completely with a sigh. She slid off of his lap and stood up, turning to face him. "I warned you, Jerry," she said, smiling at him. "You wouldn't be able to resist me. I win." "I think everyone was a winner here," Jerry said as he pulled out $250s from his wallet. Lara leaned forward and presented her tits to him as he placed the two bills into her bra. She straightened up and started to leave the secluded booth, heading towards the bar. "Well, I'm up for a rematch next time. See you around, Jerry," she said over her shoulder as she left the still grinning man in the booth. Lara noticed that Joe was already sitting at the bar. She was often there and not dancing for customers. How does she make any money at all? Lara wondered in disbelief as she approached her friend. "Working hard or hardly working, Joe?" she asked as she sat down beside her. "Working just enough for the city, Lara," Joe answered. "Sure thing, Stevie Wonder," Lara said as she motioned for the barman for her usual gin and tonic. It was one of the guys she didn't know that well. Frank or something, but she couldn't be sure, so she didn't risk getting his name wrong and just nodded at him. "You have your video thing today, right?" Joe asked. "I do. In fact, I have a meeting with Dave in a few minutes to go over the specifics," Lara answered. At Dave's behest, Lara was going to film a lap dance tutorial-style video. Dave intended to sell it to other clubs so that they could teach their new dancers some techniques. Lara had agreed to it under the condition that she wear a small mask to help hide her identity. She didn't want her family finding out what she did for a living. Joe leaned in to talk to Lara quietly. "Do you think you have him managed, so to speak?" Joe asked in a low voice. "If you mean, do I have him wrapped around my little finger? Definitely not. In fact, I was sure he was going to fire me last week," Lara admitted. "But I'm still here, and he hasn't tried to fuck me since way back in my audition, so maybe I have his respect. Or he is just biding his time, savoring it a little," Joe speculated. "Maybe. I'm not sure he has the patience for that, though," Lara answered. Joe shook her head in disagreement. "Be careful with him, Lara. He isn't the impulsive idiot that he lets on to be. He's calculated and smart. I'm telling you, he probably has a dozen schemes on the go right now that we have no clue about. One of them could very well be on how to get you on your back and in his bed," Joe said in a serious tone. Lara considered this for a moment. She could be right, but she seemed so certain. She turned to Joe and pressed her. "Do you know something I don't, Joe?" Lara asked her. "No," she answered a little too quickly. "Nothing specific, but I have known men like him my entire life. Don't trust a thing he says." "I'll be careful, don't worry." "Good. Even if he wasn't as dodgy as he is, and if he didn't look like the slob he does, getting involved with your boss always ends in disaster," Joe said. "Are you speaking from experience?" Lara asked her curiously. "No, thankfully. How about you?" Joe responded. "Bosses? No. The closest thing was a teacher, maybe," Lara added with hesitation. "Ooh, you were hot for teacher? Very juicy. Spill the details of your sordid affair," Joe said enthusiastically. "It wasn't like that, really. It was a lot of teasing followed by sort of a close call." "And almost," Lara said with a sigh. "Mr. Fitch," she said dreamily. "He was super handsome. All the girls had a crush on him. He had a soothing voice you could listen to all day. There was a certain charm to him, like Pierce Brosnan if he was from California. I wanted him so badly. I would wear low-cut tops and lean over in front of him. I'd hike my skirt up and cross my legs over and over in the front row. Once I was brazen, Joe, I'd stare at him while sucking on my pen. I would press my girls into him at every opportunity. One time I grinded into him with my ass as we passed in the hall, she said sheepishly. I'm embarrassed at some of my behaviour when I look back, but I was just a young girl and didn't know any better, she said. Frankly, the way I was cock-teasing him, he's a saint for resisting as long as he did. You little hussy, Joe said, teasing Lara good-naturedly. Lara just grimaced in embarrassment. Anyway, it came to a head one day when we were alone after class, discussing some assignment or some other thing. I practically jumped him. We made out, and I could feel him kissing me back, but then he broke the kiss off and told me he couldn't be with me. That as much as he might want to, it was inappropriate. He said he couldn't live with himself if he took advantage of me. I would have given him any advantage he wanted, Lara scoffed. And so you two never, Joe said, leaving the comment lingering in the air. No, I had planned to seek him out once I graduated, but I got the feeling he was avoiding me. I haven't seen him since then. Probably for the best, really. He was more than twice my age. Maybe you could tease Dave like that to keep him at bay, she suggested. Lara shook her head. Dave is no Mr. Fitch. If I tried any of that with Dave, he would have me bent over his desk in an instant. Their conversation was cut short as a smiling Lenny approached the pair of them and interjected himself. Good to see. See you, Lara, Lenny said with a slight stammer. Lara smiled at him. Hey, Lenny, what has you leaving the Batcave? She asked. Dave called me in to look at something. He noticed there was some money missing out of our accounts. A little gone from several. Not a lot on its own, but if you put it together, it starts to add up. Like somebody was trying to do it stealthily, bit by bit, Lenny said. Basically, we've been hacked, he said simply. Lara raised her eyebrows and Joe visibly perked up beside her. How much money are we talking here? Joe asked, leaning towards him. Thousands, but the problem is that we don't know how long it has been going on for. It could be just a few thousand. It could be a lot more overall. I'm going to have to sweep the entire system to find out how they got in and where our vulnerability is, he said, smiling oddly. He obviously just sees this as a challenge. I'm sure Dave doesn't. He's probably hopping mad, Lara thought. You'll be able to track them down though, yeah? Joe asked, again clearly interested in Lenny's new problem. Lenny held up his hand and shook it in a maybe so-so expression. It's possible. Depends on how good the guy is. Or the girl. Maybe it's a she, and she is a sexy stripper who is willing to do anything it takes to keep her secret from me, Lenny said enthusiastically. Lara laughed at his predictable fantasy. Was it you, Lara? Will you do anything to stop me exposing the truth? Lenny asked. Quick, Lara, he's on to you. Take him in the back and blow him to make him keep shtum, Joe said. Yes, you caught me. I'm secretly a super hacker who has stolen all of Dave's money. I'm so method and committed to my part that I live in a shithole and drive a crapped out car to protect my cover. I'm practically Christian Bale. Get me a rubber ball and call me Borden, she said sarcastically. Oh man, I love that movie. The look on Hugh Jackman's face when Borden spills the beans at the end is epic, Lenny said excitedly. If Hugh Jackman was in the club, I'd make an exception to my rule, Joe said, a hungry look in her eyes. And the odds of that happening are... What exactly? Lara asked her. He's divorced now, maybe he wants some hot blonde company, Joe said defensively. Don't ruin this for me. You can't destroy our love. Hugh and I are meant for each other. He just doesn't know it yet. Well, if he does come in, ask him when the next Wolverine movie is coming out, Lenny said. Sure, Lenny, I'll do that. That's definitely what we'll be talking about, Joe said, while rolling her eyes and getting off the bar stool. Break over. Better get back to it, she announced. See you later, hun, she said to Lara as she left. See you later, Mrs. Jackman, Lara called after her. Anyway, the hacking thing isn't why I came over. I wanted to tell you the amazing news, Lenny continued excitedly. Will's family is having their annual barbecue thing and Will invited me to come. His dad will be there. Isn't this amazing? Lenny said, clearly thrilled. Lara gave him a puzzled look. His dad? What's so special about his dad? Lara queried. He's only the CEO of WonderTech. They are one of the fastest growing tech companies in the world. They have their fingers in everything, industry-wide. And he's a genius. I'm sure you two have lots to talk about then, Lara said, smiling at him. Lenny didn't appear to pick up on the compliment and just continued. I know, I have so many questions for him and I want to show him some of my ideas. It's going to be great. I can't believe Will invited me. Isn't Will just the best? Lenny said. Yeah, he's a real mensch, Lara said dryly. She had considered warning Lenny off of Will and his group, but decided to wait. She wanted everything ready before she pulled the trigger on her new plan regarding what had happened at the pool party. Besides, denying Lenny the opportunity to meet one of his heroes felt a little like kicking a puppy. She couldn't bring herself to do it. Not yet, anyway. Soon, though. I'm sure you will have a great time. You can tell me all about it when you get back, Lara said, getting off her stool. Speaking of Will and his crew, can you forward me on Alan's number? I want to have a chat with him about something, she said. Lenny looked a little surprised, but nodded as he took out his phone to forward Lara the number. Is it about my birthday coming up? Lenny asked hopefully. You caught us. Just act surprised, Lara said, not wanting to tell him the real reason yet. Anyway, I have a meeting with Dave soon. Gotta run, Lenny. But what about my blowjob? Don't you want me to keep your secret? Lenny called after her. Lara just laughed at him as she walked away and said, I'm confessing everything to Dave now. You missed your chance, Lenny. Lara opened up her phone as she walked. The quick chat with Lenny had reminded her of what she needed to do next. She clicked on the number Lenny had just sent her and called Alan. It went to voicemail. Hey Alan, this is Lara. We met a while back at Will's party. I was Lenny's date. Listen, I know it's short notice, but I have some questions regarding that night. Would you mind terribly meeting me at my place after work today? I get off at around 2 a.m. I know it's super late, but I wouldn't be asking if it wasn't important. I'll text you the address in case you don't remember it. Thanks a million, Alan. I appreciate it. Lara hung up the phone and hoped he would agree to meet. She needed answers and she hoped he had some for her. She started making her way to the stairs leading up to Dave's office. She spotted Jack leaning against a wall speaking into a walkie-talkie. He stopped what he was doing and approached her. Hey Lara, just wanted to let you know I put that guy's details into the system. The guys at the door have his picture in their e-lists so they know what he looks like. He is banned from the Pearl, Jack said, reassuringly. Lara heaved a huge sigh of relief, knowing her brother wouldn't be allowed back in anytime soon. Thanks, Jack. I owe you one. A big one. No problem, Lara. But one of these days, you'll have to tell me what this guy did to piss you off, Jack said, clearly interested in hearing the story. Yeah, sure. One of these days, Lara said, noncommittally. That chance. I'm taking that story to the grave. Lara continued up the stairs and knocked on the door to Dave's office. Come in, Dave said. Lara did so and took in the view before her. Dave was leaned back and sitting in his usual leather chair behind his mahogany desk. What was a little more unusual was that Jenny, one of the other dancers, was standing beside him. You can go now, Jenny, thank you, Dave said. Jenny nodded, apparently eager to get out of the room, and started walking quickly towards the exit. The girls exchanged knowing glances as they passed. Lara knew the girl's stomach had Dave's cum sloshing around in it as she walked. Jenny was Dave's regular relief catcher, as the others called her. Everyone knew it. None of them held it against her. As long as she was blowing him, it meant they wouldn't have to. He'll be easier to deal with for the next while, Lara thought, suddenly grateful that Jenny and her talented mouth had beaten her to Dave's office. The ponytailed blonde reached the office door and quickly closed it behind her, leaving Dave and Lara alone. I appreciate that you knocked this time, Dave said, motioning towards the seat in front of him. Lara took the invitation and sat down, crossing her legs. Of course, Dave, Lara said, now sitting across the desk from him. I hear Lenny unearthed a problem for you, Lara asked, broaching the conversation carefully. Dave frowned in irritation. The kid has a big mouth. No, I'm the one who discovered it. They are stealing from me, Lara. Me! The fucking nerve! When I find out who did this, I'm going to cut off their balls and feed it to them, Dave said menacingly. Who has access to your accounts? She queried. Just me and the kid, he replied. It could be Lenny behind the whole thing, Lara said, unable to stop herself from messing with Dave. Dave shook his head. If the kid wanted more money, he'd have asked. He has the guile of a dodo bird, and money isn't his priority. As long as he has enough for his stupid action figures, he's happy. Besides, even if he cared about money, he doesn't have the stones to try and steal from me, Dave concluded. Dave looked at her firmly, though, a thought suddenly occurring to him. He's fucking in love with you, though. If you asked him to do it, he would, Dave said, his tone a little accusatory. What can I say? I make a good impression, she said, a hint of pride in her voice. Being serious for a minute, Dave, if I was planning on stealing from you, I'd be well out of the country by now. Or out of the planet, Lara said honestly. Dave slumped his shoulders in defeat at the obvious answer from Lara. Yeah, I know. Besides, you're the type who couldn't resist gloating, Dave said. He sighed. I'll have to hope the kid can track this fucker down. Lenny will, of course, surely, Lara said, surprised at Dave's lack of confidence in Lenny. I know how good the kid is, Lara, but you know what he said to me when I asked if he could catch the fucker? He told me that no matter how good you are, there is always someone out there who is better. Better than him? Do they work for the fucking CIA or something? Dave said exasperatedly. Anyway, my theft problem isn't what we are here to discuss, he said, his mood improving. Lenny has set up the cameras down in the basement studio. Four of them on tripods, already positioned and ready to go. He has it set up so all you have to do is press record on the remote and off they go. Have you picked out your mask yet? Dave asked. Yes, I have, she answered. Sarah still had the original mask she had picked out and Lara was in no rush to go get it back. She had selected another one instead. Good. I hired a guy to be the male talent, so to speak, although just sitting there as you do your thing is not exactly difficult. But whatever. He's one of them model types. He'll look good on camera. He's already down there waiting in the studio, Dave informed her. Who is he? Lara asked. Would I know him? Lenny suggested him. He's one of his friends, if you can believe that Lenny has friends. Will something, I think, Dave concluded. Lara's heart skipped several beats upon hearing the name. She immediately started to panic and hoped that she had misheard. Did you say his name was Will, a friend of Lenny's? She asked, desperately hoping to be wrong. You'd better get down there. Put on a good show for the camera, Dave said, expecting Lara to get up and leave. Lara had no intentions of doing so. In fact, she had already made up her mind. Get somebody else, Dave. I'm not doing the video with him, she said, her voice a little shaky, but her inner resolve as firm as iron. What do you mean, get somebody else? I've got him. So get down there, now, Dave said, anger bubbling up to the surface. No, pick someone else, she said, firmly. I will fucking not, Dave said, raising his voice now. I've already paid the fucker and he is sitting downstairs waiting. I don't care. I'm not doing it. End of discussion, Lara said. End of discussion, Dave repeated, his nostrils flaring in anger. Listen here, Lara, I'm in fucking charge here. So you'll do what you're told and get your ass down there or I'll... So fire me then. Lara finished his sentence for him. I'll deal with it. There is no way I'm doing the video with him. Dave just stared at her with a perplexed look on his face. Why was this a hill she was willing to die on? It was just a fucking lap dance. Where did this attitude come from? She was willing to walk over it. Dave didn't want to lose her. He hadn't even had the chance to fuck her yet. You have history with this guy or something? Dave asked. Yeah, or something, Lara said, having no intentions of going into further details. Dave looked at her face and saw her resolve. He realized this was one of those times that he would have to capitulate a little if he wanted to keep her. Loath as he was to ever give an inch over anything. Fucking fine. The chat is out. God fucking damn it, Lara. You're not half make things difficult. Lara sighed in relief. She really, really didn't want to quit. Her mountain of debt was shrinking by the day, and she had finally decided that enough was enough, and she would use some of her new earnings to find a new place, a nicer place. Losing her job would put an end to that. She had gambled that Dave would back down on this one, and he had. But if she was honest with herself, as reluctant as she was to walk away from this job, she may have followed through if she had to. The thought of grinding on that piece of shit was too much. She still couldn't remember much. She didn't know what he had done, intellectually, but deep down, she knew what he had done. She could feel it, and she would make him pay. Giving him a lap dance, or more, was off the table. "Thank you, Dave. Anyone else but him will be fine," Lara said gratefully. Dave's eyes lit up at this comment. Time to make lemonade, Dave thought. Ah, right, well, everything is set up. We aren't putting this off, and I don't have time to find somebody else. I guess I'll have to do it, he said with an exaggerated sigh, as if volunteering to do something unpleasant. Lara stared at him. She had assumed he would reschedule, but now felt like an idiot. Of course, he would want to do it himself. It was the perfect excuse to get his hands back on her in a way she couldn't refuse and still let him act like a professional. She'd almost admire the move if she wasn't so worried about where it could lead. Still, she couldn't reasonably refuse him. She'd made a stink about Will. Saying no again might be a bridge too far. She resigned herself to doing it. "What a sacrifice you are making. I volunteer as tribute, yeah?" Lara said to him sarcastically. "For the good of the realm, Lara. For the good of the realm," he said, smiling as he got up out of his chair and motioned Lara to do the same. "Of course, I'm not quite as dashing as we might have liked," Dave said, modesty not being one of his strengths. Lara bit back a laugh. "You could say that again. But it will work. I'll be like the everyman, the type of customer that the girls watching this video will expect. Realism, Lara, the true-to-life experience," Dave said as they both exited the office and headed downstairs to the studio. Dave is now apparently the long-lost third member of the Coen brothers. No country for fat, balding men was all she could think as he painfully tried to justify his self-serving plan as some sort of genius move for the audience. As they approached the studio door, she lost all colour in her cheeks as she saw Will exit the studio door and walk towards them. She glared at him as he reached them. "I'm ready to go, Dave," Will said with an easy smile. "Pleasure to see you again, Lara." "Yeah, sure," Lara responded coldly. Will looked a little taken aback at the response. Does she remember? He thought to himself, beginning to get worried. "Will, my boy," Dave interjected. "Thanks for coming in, but we've decided to go in a different direction, the creative process and all that jazz. I'll keep your name on file for future projects. You can keep the fee as a gesture of goodwill." "Is that good, Will?" Dave said, unable to resist the play on words. Will looked shocked and a little angry. "But I drove all the way here." "I'm ready to go," and Will said, attempting to reason with the balding club owner in front of him. "Thanks for understanding, Will. Come on, darling. Time to perform," he said, ignoring Will and guiding Lara through the door and locking it behind him. Will stood there alone in the hall, completely stunned at the turn of events. He had been relishing the opportunity to get his hands on Lara again. When Lenny had told him that his boss was looking for a male model for a video with her, and possibly more in the future, Will had practically begged Lenny to mention him to Dave. He had ended up telling Lenny he could come to his family's annual charity barbecue in desperation. It had worked. Lenny had vouched for him to Dave, and he had gotten the gig. And now it had fallen to pieces. The bitch must have convinced Dave to drop him. Who the fuck does that cunt think she is? And what does she remember? Will marched angrily through the club and outside to his silver BMW M5. He slammed the car door behind him as he sat in the driver's seat, his hands turning white as snow as he locked the steering wheel in a death grip. "I'm going to have to deal with her." Dave marched forward with confidence and sat himself into the comfortable chair in the middle of the room, surrounded by several strategically placed cameras. Lara followed behind him, practically giddy with what had just happened. The look on Will's face had been priceless. Dave had slapped him down like a little bitch, she thought, unable to keep the smile from her face as she replayed it over in her mind. It lifted her mood. It was what she had needed in order to perform this video as best she could. Show off her skill without distractions. She readjusted her bra, making sure everything was snug and in place. The lingerie set she had chosen for the video was a Licenza laced demi bra in red, along with a matching red high-waisted thong. She finished the look off with red thigh-high stockings. Lara was pleased with how she looked in it. She fixed her new mask to her eyes, ready for her role as the mystery lap dancer. She walked over to one of the cameras and picked up the remote. It had a big sticker over one of the buttons, clearly put there by Lenny, saying, "Press here for record of all four cameras. Main cam is the Sony." She pressed record and placed the remote on the table beside them. Lara stepped in front of Dave and looked towards the Sony camera with the large fluffy mic sticking out the top. She squared her shoulders, stuck her chest out and put on a big smile as she launched into her introduction. "Hello everyone," Lara began, her voice clear yet with a seductive quality to it. "I'm Lara and I'm here to teach you all about the secrets of the perfect lap dance. Take your time, remember to go at your own pace and rewind if you feel the need. If there is a particular move you don't feel comfortable with, that is okay. This is about improving your personal skills and nothing more. Try not to feel self-conscious and remember to enjoy yourself. Whatever your skill level, I guarantee that by the end of this instructional video, you'll feel like a natural." Lara gave a wry smile as her eyes glinted with a hint of mischief. "Let's get started." Lara turned to face Dave. She couldn't help but notice his smugness as he sat in the chair, his eyes already roving over her curves. She could see the hunger in his gaze, the expectation. She ignored it, focusing instead on the task at hand. "First things first," Lara said, her voice taking on a coaching tone. "Posture is key. Keep your back straight, your head held high. Confidence is important in a lap dance, but don't worry if you don't feel it at first. Nerves are normal, and you will feel the confidence in you rising the more you practice. Remember that touch is vital. Touch him, sure, but also touch yourself. Glide your hands over your body. Let your smile help sell how much you love doing this for him." Lara began to sway her hips, her motions now accompanying her narration. Lara rolled them in a slow, sensual circle. She slid her hands down her sides, emphasizing her slim waist and flare of her hips. Dave let out a quiet, appreciative whistle. Lara gave him a look as if to say quiet and tried to ignore his interruption. Instead, she focused on the movement of her body and what to say next. Lara walked sexily around the chair so that she was behind him. "Play with him from here. Run your hands through his hair and press your chest into the back of his head, teasing him with what is to come." Lara followed her own directions and ran her fingers through Dave's thinning hair and pressed solidly into him with her chest. She then flicked her long hair over his face and leaned in to give him a long, sensual kiss. "Kissing is totally up to you. I find it can add a touch of intimacy most men crave," she added. She worked her way back around to his front. "Now, let's work on getting nice and close to your partner," Lara instructed, deftly spreading Dave's legs wider by using her own. "You want him seated like this. If his legs aren't already spread, you can gently nudge them open with your knee." Lara leaned in, her ample chest now inches from his face. "You want to tease him, to make him want more, but remember that this is a marathon, not a sprint. Take your time, make him yearn for your next movement." Lara began to grind against Dave, her thighs brushing against his as she moved in a slow, deliberate, agonizing rhythm. She could feel the heat of his body, the way his breathing got heavier as she pressed against him. She kept her expression seductive as she focused on the lesson at hand. "That's it," Lara said, her voice sultry and low now. "Nice and slow, nice and steady. You want to build the tension, and grinding like this is an excellent way to do it. Remember, he can see your face during the dance. It's important you project the idea that there is nothing else in this world you would rather be doing. You want him to feel desired. If you look bored, He'll notice, she said as she rolled her hips over his groin. It's in the eyes. Give him a look that makes him think you want to devour him. Also, run your tongue over your lips as if you can't wait to taste him. She followed her own advice and licked her lips salaciously. Dave groaned as his hands moved from his sides as though he was about to reach out and touch her. Lara used his actions as a learning opportunity for the video. He reached out, but Lara was suddenly gone. She was too quick, too skilled. She danced away from his grasp and turned to face the camera. He might try and touch. Remember, you and only you decide when and where. You are in control. Make sure he knows this at all times, Lara said as she turned back towards him and wagged a finger in his face. Hands off, until I say so, she scolded him dramatically, her voice firm. Dave grinned back at her. She is pretty good at this, I'll give her that. Dave had just wanted to touch her. He had no intention of turning it into a teaching moment, but Lara was as smooth as butter. With Dave now appropriately rebuked, Lara continued her ministrations, her body's undulation continuing in its hypnotic rhythm. She ran her hands through her hair, tossing it back as she arched her back, pressing her chest out towards Dave. His eyes widened, his mouth falling open slightly as he drank in the sight of her magnificent breasts, encased in the red bra only inches from him. Show off your assets. He'll want to touch, to taste. But don't let him yet. Lara moved over his hardness, pressing into him with her breasts right in front of his face. Dave groaned again, the feeling of her moving against him increasing his desire by the second. If he has been behaving himself, you can reward him. Lara reached back behind her and unclasped her red bra with a flick of her fingers. Her bra fell away, giving Dave an unobstructed view of her spectacular breasts. His eyes locked to her heaving bosom. Her mounds bouncing and moving as she rocked her hips against him. Lara continued to sway and bounce her chest, the soft yet firm flesh rippling slightly with each of her movements. She then leaned in closer to Dave, letting her flawless breasts brush against his chest as she moved, teasing him with their pillowy softness. You might be tempted to speed up. Resist the urge. We keep our own pace as he can now feel your chest against him. He can feel the weight of your breasts against his body, the warmth and softness as you lean into him. It will drive him wild. Dave's hands clenched and unclenched at his sides, his breath coming faster, shallower, as Lara's breasts continued their sensual assault. He wanted nothing more than to reach out and grab them, to feel them in his hands. He resisted the urge, praying she would grant him access soon. Lara raised her hips up a little as she straddled him. With her tits now at eye level, she cupped each weighty breast in her hands and moved forward to press them into his face. Her breasts engulfed his vision as she smothered him with them. He could smell the pleasant scent of her perfume filling his nostrils as she did it. Do as I do and lean in and smother him in your cleavage. Cover everything, his eyes, his nose and his mouth. Surround him with them, she instructed. It doesn't matter how much you are working with, he'll enjoy it all the same. Lara started to move her chest against his face. She moved and bounced them up and down and side to side as she motorboated him enthusiastically. Dave was clearly enjoying it. The feel of her, the sensation of her naked tits against his face, the soft flesh yielding as she pressed her tits into him. Don't be afraid to talk to him. A little dirty talk will work wonders. Let him hear your breathy moans and sighs. It will show him you are enjoying this too, Lara said. She then gave some examples. She leaned into Dave's ear and started speaking softly but loudly enough for the microphones to pick up. You love my big soft tits, don't you? How I smother your face in their softness. Do you want me to bury you in them? How about you suck on them? She pulled back slightly and presented a nipple to Dave. He didn't need a second invitation and took it into his mouth, licking and sucking on it. She moaned, a legitimate moan, as it was an activity she thoroughly enjoyed. Lara pulled back slightly and smiled to the camera. There is no reason why you can't enjoy yourself too. Now let's move on to another angle of teasing. She leaned back a little. It's important to use everything you have at your disposal. Using your hair in the lap dance is a great way to ratchet things up a notch and is often overlooked, Lara said, glancing sideways while on his lap to address the camera to her left. Long hair like mine is great, but really anything above a shoulder length is effective. With a toss of her head, Lara dramatically flipped her long brunette locks over her right shoulder. The camera picked up the luscious strands as they cascaded down her back, her silky hair shimmering under the studio lights. Lara leaned in even closer to Dave, letting the ends of her hair brush teasingly against his chest as she resumed her slow tease of his clothed cock under her. Trust me, most men will love this. The way your hair moves and flows, the way it caresses his skin is just inherently sexy, Lara murmured, her voice lower now. Use it to your advantage. Allow it to be an extension of your seduction. Lara noticed goosebumps on Dave's arms as she whipped and brushed her hair against him. She hoped the cameras were good enough to pick up the small detail. The reaction of Dave's body really drove her point home in a way words couldn't do alone. Lara slid off of his lap and turned to face the main camera again. Changing positions will add some variation and also give him a chance to rest if he needs it. Next, we are going to give him a couple of views he won't be able to resist. She smoothly slid her body flat to the ground. Looking up at him from the floor, she opened her legs wide and into the air as she lay there, giving him a tantalizing view of the front of her panties, her sex covered beneath it. She then whipped her legs up and got on all fours. Crawl towards him. Bury your face in him. His mind will run amok. She crawled a couple of steps forward towards him while swishing her hair with a couple of head rolls. When she reached him, she leaned in and rested her face into his crotch, rolling it around a little. She then whipped her body around back towards the camera and was on her feet again in a flash. Lara bent forward 90 degrees at the waist, her long hair falling forward as she did it. This left her ass just below eye level as she stood before Dave. Lara looked back over her shoulder at him as she started to wiggle her hips and bounced her ass cheeks. Dave reached out with both hands and grabbed her ass. She allowed it and turned back to wink at the camera. She then arched her back a little, pushing her rear back into Dave's touch. Next, perch yourself on his lap again, this time with your back to him. This next move will require some flexibility, so practice at your own pace and work up to it. Lara backed up until she was in his lap again. She spread her legs wide, in a spread eagle, and leaned forward, her hands now resting on the floor with her head between his legs and her body snaking up him. She was upside down, balanced perfectly between his legs. With her legs spread wide, it simulated a sort of seated 69 position. She began to roll her body while pressing her face into his clothed crotch. After a few moments, she slid back up, now conventionally sitting on his lap with her back to him. The sensation will be a little different for him from this angle. The goal is to grind your backside against his lap, nice and slow, Lara demonstrated, her heart-shaped ass now nestling snugly against Dave's lap. She settled her ass there and started rolling her hips in a sultry figure-eight motion. Feel him starting to react more. Good, keep going, but build up speed little by little, Lara encouraged, her own movements reflecting her words. She increased the tempo, gyrating her hips in a steady rhythm, her ass bouncing and jiggling against Dave's lap. Work your hips in a circle, grind yourself into him a little firmer now. Lara turned her head to capture Dave's lustful gaze. She leaned back fully against his chest, her body now completely flush with his, and rested her head against his shoulder and continued to grind. He can feel all of your body with this position. It is one of the most sensual positions when it comes to contact. It also allows him to feel more of your grind. By this point, if he has been good and waited long enough, you can let his hands wander. She reached back and took Dave's hands in her own. Lara slowly dragged them in her own, from her hips up her stomach to her large, bare breasts. Lara's nipples hardened under Dave's touch, the stiff peaks pressing into his palms as she began to knead and massage her tits with his strong hands. Her breath was heavy now as she enjoyed the feeling of him rolling and squeezing her heavy bosom as it overflowed his grasp. You are close to him from this position, so he can hear you with a whisper. Talk to him again. Encourage him. Tell him how much you love this. Lara smiled as she arched her back harder, pressing more of her flesh into Dave's touch and demonstrated some more dirty talk. Play with them more, baby. Feel all of them. Feel every inch, every curve and valley. Squeeze them. Tease me and play with my nipples, she said in a low whisper. Dave was really enjoying himself and clearly worked up at this point. He had almost forgotten the camera as she dry-humped him while he squeezed the hell out of her amazing breasts. You should be able to tell how worked up he is at this point. Use your judgment. If you think you can get him there, now is the time to ratchet up the speed. Lara's hips undulated and jerked forward, each movement calculated to arouse and stimulate. She could feel Dave throbbing beneath her, straining against the fabric of his slacks as she worked him closer to the edge. She worked at a fast, relentless pace now. Don't forget, the key to a mind-blowing lap dance is making him feel every single inch of you. She punctuated her words with a particularly sharp grind of her hips, a throaty moan escaping her as Dave bucked up into her touch. Tease his manhood and make him ache for more until he can't take it anymore and he approaches his release. Dave groaned again, signaling that her words were close to the truth. She had been impressed he had lasted this long. She figured his earlier tryst with Jenny had added to his stamina. But Lara felt she had shown enough at this point and started to slow her movements. Finally, she stopped. Extricating his hands from her chest, she slid forward off of his lap and onto the floor between his legs. Kneeling in front of him with her back still to him, she peered into the camera lens opposite her and began her outro. He is putty in your hands at this point. You can bring him to release or slow down to make it last for another song. The choice is yours. I'm Lara, and I've really enjoyed showing you some of my favorite ways to drive men wild. I'll be back soon with more tips and tricks. Thanks for watching, she finished with a wink. Still on her knees, she swiveled around, satisfied that she had put on a good show and considering asking Dave how he thought it had gone. She took her mask off as she noticed that Dave was staring at her lustily, looking extremely worked up with a touch of desperation evident in his features. Before she could go through a post-mortem of the video, Dave spoke. Lara, I need to come, he said with ragged breath as he fished his dick out of his pants and held it in front of her face. Lara stared at his cock, as long and thick as she remembered, as her mind flashed back to weeks before to when she had seen it from this very position during her audition. It looked even angrier now. Dave, this wasn't part of the deal. The video was just the dance, she said, now looking up into his eyes. I know. We won't use it, he said, as he reached over to the remote and making a show of pressing the stop button. He then reached out and took a hold of her hair and started to guide her mouth towards his cock. Come on, Lara. You wouldn't work a guy up like that and then leave him hanging. You aren't that cruel, he said. Lara's mind raced as his firm grip guided her towards him. As her face closed the distance, she considered her options. He was clearly worked up. There was no question there, and she had teased him relentlessly for the video. He had also agreed to replace Will at her behest. Not just replace him, but embarrass him thoroughly, she thought mostly for her own benefit. All this flashed through her mind as her lips approached his head. Fuck it. Why not? She parted her ruby red lips and took him into her mouth. Dave groaned loudly. She swirled her tongue around the tip, lapping up the bead of pre-cum that had already formed from her lap dance. She moaned around him so he could feel the vibrations before taking him deeper. Lara began to bob her head, taking inch after thick inch of Dave's cock into her mouth. Dave marveled at how it felt to sink into the hot, silken embrace of her mouth. Fucking finally, I've waited so long for this, and it feels even better than I imagined, he thought. Her lips stretched obscenely around his massive cock as she worked him in and out, sucking hard. She could feel him throbbing against her tongue as she pleasured him, his groans and grunts spurring her on. Lara knew that he wouldn't last long with how worked up he was. He would finish soon. Without missing a beat, she took him into her throat, relaxing her muscles as she engulfed his entire length. He was fairly big, but she was practiced at this. She took him all the way with ease. Dave growled as he felt himself lodged snugly in her throat, She held him there, feeling him pulse and twitch as she swallowed around him, before pulling back and starting her movements anew. She started to work his head with her lips as one hand pumped what wasn't in her mouth, while her other hand gently massaged his heavy balls. "Jesus Christ, she is incredible," Dave thought to himself. Lara intensified her efforts, sucking hard and fast as she worked Dave closer and closer to his climax. Her mouth hollowed with the effort of sucking him, and she could feel him tensing up, his balls drawing up close to his body. "Lara, I'm coming. Swallow it all, sweetheart," Dave called out with his eyes closed. She intended to. Lara added a few more deep and hard sucks when suddenly she felt Dave surge forward, his cock pulsing and jerking as he exploded in her mouth. Thick, hot ropes of his cum erupted over her tongue. She tongued at his slit as more of it filled her mouth. Then she started to make a show of swallowing. She dramatically swallowed each spurt. He tasted surprisingly good, and Lara wondered to herself how much fruit he had in his diet as she gulped down his load. As the last shuddering waves of Dave's orgasm subsided, Lara slowly released him from her mouth and gave his length a couple of cleaning licks. She looked up at him, his face one of satisfied bliss. "Better?" she asked. "Much. Thank you, Lara. That was incredible." Dave watched her as she rose from her knees and went to pick up her bra. That was otherworldly. How was she so fucking good? He knew then and there he could never fire Lara. He might threaten it, but he knew he would never follow through. She couldn't know that, though. He would have to keep his tough veneer, keep her on her toes and scared for her job. He could keep manipulating her as long as she worked for him. He couldn't let her leave. The thought of never experiencing that again wasn't something he wanted to entertain. Lara had put her bra back on and turned to face Dave again. "I thought that went pretty well overall," she said brightly. "I'll fucking say," Dave said with a snigger. She rolled her eyes. "The video, Dave, the video." "Sure, absolutely, a couple of rough patches here and there, but we can fix it in post," he said, not wanting to heap too much praise on the brunette. Lara frowned a little. "Yes, I suppose some of the transitions could have been explained better. Maybe I'll add some voiceover." "Go into more detail in some parts," she said thoughtfully. "We're going to have to edit out your moans too. They were a bit much in parts," she added. "Just adds to the realism, darling," Dave said as he zipped himself up and stood. "I'll have Lenny get to work on the edit. Give him whatever notes you think will help, but don't get too picky. I want this ready to sell within a day or two. We'll start with the Australian market." "Their clubs will eat this up," Dave said, laying his plan out. Lara nodded as they headed for the studio exit. She hesitated at the door. "Dave, what we did there at the end. I want you to know I consider it a one-time thing. Finishing you off after that dance seemed the decent thing to do, but I don't want you getting any ideas that this is a regular occurrence. I am a professional. And our relationship needs to stay that way," Lara said, clearly struggling to rationalize her decision to blow him, both to him and to herself. "Whatever you say, Lara," Dave said, smiling at her as he walked through the door. "Not a fucking chance. How do you go back to burger when you've had prime steak? I need her mouth on me again. Fuck. Imagine how good her pussy feels." Later, Lara was sitting at her computer desk, her laptop open when she heard the doorbell chime. She checked the time and noticed it was 2:02 a.m. and knew the only person it could be was Alan. She walked to the door and opened it, revealing her assumption to be correct. Alan was dressed casually, in jeans and a sweater as she greeted him. "Hey, Alan, thanks for coming," she said as she waved him inside. "No problem, Lara. I wasn't up to much anyway." "It's 2 a.m, Alan. You can be honest and admit that I'm putting you out a little by having you come over at this time of night. Honestly, I wasn't sure you would show up, even after you texted me saying you'd be here," Lara said as she sat down in her favorite comfy chair. Alan sat on the couch opposite her. "Well, I figured that when a girl asks you to come over in the middle of the night, she either wants to shout at you or to hook up. So I brought earplugs and condoms," he said with a smirk. Lara only then realized that inviting a guy over in the way she did, at the time she did, might give him the wrong idea. Her cheeks went red with embarrassment. "Oh God, Alan, that never even occurred to me. That's not what, I mean, I'm not saying that a girl wouldn't, but I get off work late and this was the only time, she said, stammering a little. Alan merely cut her off while trying not to laugh. Relax, Lara. I'm only fucking with you. I wouldn't have shown up dressed like this if I thought that was a possibility. Besides, he said, starting to feign offense, I don't do booty calls. You'll have to wine and dine me first. Lara laughed, thankful that he had navigated the awkward moment with such grace. Well, my fridge has nothing in it except eggs, cheese, and milk, so unless you want one of my crappy omelets, we'll have to take a rain check on the dining part of that equation. Can I offer you a drink, though? She asked. Alan shook his head. No, I'm good, thanks, he answered. Lara took a deep breath, knowing the next part would be difficult. For her, and perhaps him as well. Right, well, the reason I called you was because I wanted to talk about the party from a couple weeks back. The one I went to with Lenny. At Will's place. I figured as much, Alan said, his smile faltering a little as he answered. That worried her. I'm going to level with you, Alan. Large chunks of that day are completely missing for me. I don't remember a lot. If you can, I'd like you to fill in the gaps with what you remember, Lara said, hoping he would agree. Alan just sighed. Yeah, he said, clearly struggling with something internally. Whatever you need, Lara, ask away and I'll answer as best I can. With the truth, he added at the end. Lara noticed some guilt in his eyes and her worry level shot through the roof. He knows what happened. He was probably part of it. I need to be delicate here and not scare him into shutting up. So she smiled back at him. Great. Okay, so I arrived with Lenny, I remember that. We chatted a bit and then he introduced me to you, Rob and Will, Lara said, right? Yes, that sounds about right. Was I drinking by this point, she asked. Yeah, you were slamming tequila. Cups full of it. That might be why you don't remember much, he suggested. Lara didn't answer straight away. She decided to keep the roofie conversation until later. If she brought it up now, Alan might clam up in self-preservation. Yeah, that could be it, she said with a neutral tone. Where did I get the drinks? Who gave them to me? Alan balked at the question, clearly finding it a little odd, but he answered anyway. I'm not sure, to be honest. There was booze everywhere. Lara decided to not push the issue. Yet. What did we talk about? Lara asked. Alan looked thoughtful for a moment. Mostly you, actually. What you did at college, how you met Lenny, that type of thing, Alan answered. College? What? Lara thought to herself. So I told you I went to college. With Lenny? Lara asked, a little confused as to what he was talking about. Alan now looked equally perplexed. No, actually. You said you were doing journalism and dance at a community college, he said, now eyeing her suspiciously. Something tells me that's not true, is it, Lara? Alan said, the tables turning a little, as he was the one now interrogating her. Lara knew the truth was the best option here if she wanted to keep him talking. Truthfully, I don't go to college. I never have. And I'm not Lenny's girlfriend. I'm a stripper, Alan. I work at the Pearl. With Lenny, Lara said, watching his reaction as she told the truth. His eyes widened for a moment, and then he looked up at the ceiling with his hands laced at the back of his head as his mind worked. It makes so much more sense. You were his beard, figures. None of us believed Lenny could bag a girl like you, Alan said. He then realized how his words might have come across and panicked. Bag was the wrong word there. I didn't mean... Well, Lenny is, and you look like... Alan was now the one stammering. Lara let him off the hook, not wanting to get bogged down. I get it, Alan. You figured I was out of his league. Lenny works with me. I was there as a favor to a friend. I was his fake girlfriend for the night, she said. Yeah... With the way you moved on the dance floor, it makes sense that it would be your profession, he said, averting his eyes as he turned red a little. So I did dance. With who? Lara asked, pleased that they were getting somewhere finally. Oh, you danced all right. With Will, Alan said with a smirk. She didn't like the sound of that. With Will, Lara repeated back to him. He nodded. Yeah, you weren't pleased with the way we were poking fun at Lenny, so Will suggested you have a chat about it away from him. That's what he claimed, anyway. Did we dance long? What sort of dance was it? Lara probed. I'm not really a dance guy, Lara. I don't know the names. It was sexy, though. Everybody was watching you two for your first dance. Lara's mind reeled at this. What the fuck was I doing? Sexy? Like a tango? She asked, feeling mortified. Maybe not a tango. You danced together, but also apart at times. Your hips moved a lot. Was it a samba? Yeah, that sounds right. A samba. Or salsa. One of the ones that sound like that. Will used to do competitions as a kid. You showed him up, though. So I didn't dance with anyone else. Not Linny, she asked. Alan shook his head. Lenny was gone by this point. He had a work emergency and never came back, Alan said. Lara nodded. She had pieced together from her texts that Dave had called Lenny in at some point in the night. Why didn't I leave with him? So I didn't leave with him, she said, leaving the half question, half statement hanging. No, he said he'd be back in an hour and asked you to stay. So I just danced with Will. Yeah. I mean, I asked in between dances, but Will just whisked you away again. He wanted you all to himself, Alan said, laughing a little. Lara scowled as Alan's words had extra meaning he probably didn't realize. She pushed past it. So we danced a lot. What happened after? Lara asked, trying to piece things together. Well, me and Will had a bit of a friendly disagreement. It happens, Alan said, clearly trying to play it down while still being honest. Regarding? You, to be honest. I still thought you were Lenny's girl, and I told him he was taking liberties on the dance floor, that there was a line and he was crossing it. Be more specific, Alan. It really wasn't a big deal, Alan said, clearly trying to avoid details. Alan, you promised the truth, Lara reminded him. He sighed. You guys were all over each other. You made out a bunch and felt each other up. As the dance went on, you were practically dry humping. I thought he was being an ass, so I told the DJ to cut it short, he said. Oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. Everyone saw? Lara asked, feeling ashamed of herself in a way that she hated. No. It was a slow song, much later. By this point, the lights were low. It was probably only me that saw, he said, trying to reassure her. Only you? She asked, not quite believing him. He looked a little embarrassed now. Well, yeah. Don't get me wrong, I thought he was out of line. But it was fucking hot, Lara. I mean, I have eyes. Lara put her face in her hands for a moment and then rubbed her eyes with her knuckles as she tried to come to terms with her public display of sluttishness. Okay, so you told Will he was being a dick. Yeah. I told him Lenny wasn't coming back and that you were drunk and I was taking you home, Alan said, unable to keep the pride from his face and voice. She looked at him, eyebrows raised in surprise. You were looking out for me, Lara said, a slight smile forming at her lips. Yes. So why didn't we leave? Lara asked. The pride disappeared instantly, replaced by something else she couldn't recognize. Well, the party was over and everyone was leaving, so the street was packed. And I was blocked in and Will suggested we give it a few minutes, he said. Knowing what he was saying reeked of bullshit. Uh-huh. So Will talked you out of it? Lara asked sternly. Will talked me out of it, Alan said demurely. So much for my shining knight, Lara said sarcastically. Alan looked like he wanted the couch to swallow him up and disappear into it. I'm not proud of it, okay? I should have stood firmer. But give me a break, Lara. I wanted to spend more time with you, and I wasn't to know what would happen next. Lara sat forward as he said this. What did happen next? Well, we were chatting about porn stars. Porn stars, Lara said, starting to doubt if Alan was spinning her a tale at this point. Yeah, you know, guy stuff. Who had the best rack? Lara rolled her eyes so far back in her head that she thought her eyes might loop back around. Bunch of fucking philosophers over here. Your college tuition is being well spent, she said dryly. Alan looked a bit irritated at this comment. Yeah. Like, you and your girlfriends don't talk about Hollywood stars and who would be the best in the sack, he shot back. Lara thought back to earlier in the day and her conversation with Joe regarding Mr. Fitch and Hugh Jackman. Don't be a bitch. If he leaves in a huff, you'll not get the answers you need. Besides, he's got a point. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm just frustrated. I can't remember what you were talking about. I didn't mean to come off like that. I know you don't have to be here, and I appreciate you being honest with me, even if you feel a little embarrassed by it, Lara said, smiling at him again. Alan nodded. So, the topic of conversation was boobs. She continued with a slight smirk. Yeah, so we went back and forth for a bit, and that's when Autumn Falls came up. Oh, hers are nice, Lara said offhandedly. Alan's eyes shot wide open. This is exactly what you said that night. You went on and on about how great they looked, Alan said excitedly, thrilled with how she had gone down the same route. He was laughing now. Lara couldn't help but laugh with him. Well, they are. I mean, I'm not gay, but if I was, she said, leaving the rest of her comment unsaid as they laughed together. Anyway, Alan said, continuing on, we all loved that you were joining in, but then you and Rob got into a little disagreement, Alan said, using air quotes on the word disagreement. Lara didn't like the sound of where this is going. What kind? Well, I said that, yours were nicer, he said, looking away. And Rob disagreed with this obvious truth? Lara said, trying to make him feel more comfortable by joking about it. He laughed again, but still looked uncomfortable. Sort of. He said you couldn't compete because you were enhanced, not natural. Lara scoffed. Then clearly I have the best surgeon in the world. I assume I laughed it off, told him to get fucked, that he wouldn't know because he never got any action. No, not quite. You let him feel you up to prove they felt real. You've got to be kidding me, Lara said, unable to believe what Alan was telling her. Afraid not. It gets worse, he said sheepishly. What happened? Well, see, Rob had this theory, or so he said anyway, about nerve endings and how the human palm had plenty but not enough to... Alan started to try and explain. Alan, what the fuck are you waffling on about? Lara said, confused and baffled at where this was going. You tit-fucked him, Alan said plainly. I did what? Lara said, raising her voice involuntarily. You two bet that if he fucked your tits and didn't come, it would prove they were fake. If you made him come, that they would be proven real. Lara looked at him in complete disbelief. Why the fuck would I care? Or even make that bet? I don't know, Lara. We were all drunk. You were wasted on tequila. I told you already. You got competitive, I guess. Didn't want to be wrong or back down from a dare. Alan said, his hands up in a surrender pose. Lara just sat there, in stunned silence for a few seconds. She remembered none of this. It all sounded so preposterous. But the competitive comment did sort of track. It had gotten her into trouble before. I once streaked our high school football field on a drunken dare, she admitted quietly. Alan latched onto the admission. It was probably a little like that, yeah, Alan said. Lara sighed, accepting that he was probably telling the truth and that if he had wanted to lie, he would have come up with a better one. Okay, so for some godforsaken reason I agreed to this. He nodded. Did I win? Lara asked, unable to keep the curiosity out of her voice. Bloody hell, I am competitive, she thought to herself. Not really, no, Alan answered. Lara looked a little shocked. Even drugged and drunk, she was surprised at the idea she hadn't gotten him off. And a little annoyed for some reason. Well, you did finish him all right, but not within the time limit. Lara scoffed again. Time limit? You fuckers creating some sort of official sport here? You agreed to the rules, he said defensively. Anyway, we all agreed you should get the tickets regardless. Wait, tickets? What tickets? Lara asked. Ooh, I forgot Rob threw in a pair of Super Bowl tickets to sweeten the deal. Lara's face flooded with comprehension and realization at that detail. So that's how I ended up with the tickets. The expired tickets, she thought. Little piece of shit. She didn't think her opinion of Rob could sink any lower. The tickets aren't important. Get him to keep going. Alan, I need to know what happened after this bet with Rob. Alan looked uncomfortable now, more so than at any other time since he had arrived. He was fidgeting in his seat and his eyes weren't quite meeting hers. We did something, Lara thought. Alan, what did we do? Lara said, her voice even. She needed to know. Okay, let me explain what happened. I'm pledging a fraternity. They have these challenges, right? And some of them are to get pictures of girls in sexy situations. You know, prove you've got enough game so the frat accepts you. So one of the poses was to get a girl on her knees and snap a photo. He said, his voice breaking slightly as he said it. Alan, what did we do? She repeated, a little firmer this time. You blew me, he said, resigned to telling her the truth. Your pledge challenge was to get a blowjob? Lara asked, trying to keep her voice level. Nah, just a photo of you looking at my dick. But once you were down there, Alan trailed off. She shot him a sharp look. Once I was down there, you decided, why not? Fuck her face, yeah? She snarled at him. No, it wasn't like that. You were into it, he protested. I was fucking wasted, you prick, she shouted at him. Did you enjoy it, yeah? Make me gag on it? Fuck the stripper whore's mouth? Oh, some fucking beacon of morality you are, looking out for me. As if. Looking to get your dick sucked, more like? Lara hurtled her words at him as if they were daggers. Alan just sat there, his head low before he answered. You're right. I'm sorry. All right? I'm an awful person. I regretted it then. I regret it now. I can't stop thinking about it, Lara. I know what I did was wrong. I tried to tell you the next morning, but I chickened out. I'm human scum, he said. She could see tears forming at the edges of his eyes, but she didn't care. She was livid. He had used her. So what did you do next? Bend me over? Fuck your willing whore? Take turns with me? She said icily. Jesus, no, Lara, nothing like that happened, he said, surprise now on his face. Yeah, sure, I believe you, totally. Seriously, it's the truth. We called it a night and went to sleep. You took one of the guest rooms, I think. That's bullshit, she screamed at him. It's not bullshit. That's what happened, I swear. So you turned into a bunch of choir boys. Don't make me laugh. Alan, I got fucked that night, Lara said, shooting him an accusatory look. Alan just stared at her, his eyes wide and his mouth slightly ajar. He then responded with certainty. Not by me, you didn't, he said, raising his voice in conviction. Well, I had sex with somebody. Rough sex. I know what it feels like. My body ached for days. Somebody had a good time with me that night. I know it. And you claim it wasn't you? Lara said. Alan's face hardened and his eyes narrowed. I'm not claiming anything, Lara. I'm telling you what happened. Like I said I would. Warts and all. You danced with Will, you titty-fucked Rob, and you gave me head. It was wrong. I'm ashamed, and I'm going to have to live with my actions that night. I don't expect you to forgive me. I don't deserve it. But that was the extent of it. Alan said, his expression softened as he continued. If something else happened that night, then I am truly, truly sorry. But Lara, I'm telling you, I went to sleep. I thought we all did. I don't know anything else. Lara stared at him. She wasn't sure she could believe him. If he was lying to her, he was a part of it. He had gotten her drunk, roofied her, and then raped her. He'd deny it, obviously, tell a tale of how he had nothing to do with it. It wasn't the slutty dancing, not really. It wasn't the tit fuck, the blowjob, or even the sex she assumed she'd had. Lara was a sexual person. She always had been. She knew it, and she liked it. She had chosen her career by choice. But that was the key word, choice. She had blown Dave that very same day, but she had chosen to do it. They had taken that away from her, and the three of them would pay for it. But the more she thought about it, the more she had doubts. Why would Alan tell the truth about everything else? He had just admitted to sexually assaulting her. She couldn't consent in the condition she was in. He knew that and had told her anyway. It was a lesser charge than full-on rape, but it would still send him down if she could prove it, and went to the police. His admission would seal his own fate. It didn't make sense. Unless he was telling her the truth. Well, if it is as you say, and you headed off to bed, then it was somebody else. You say that it was just the four of us in the house at that time? She asked. He nodded. That means it was Rob or Will. Or maybe both, she said with a hint of finality. Alan looked like he wanted to say something, but was afraid to speak up. Whatever it is, Alan, spit it out, Lara said firmly. Neither of them mentioned anything to me, and Lara, they usually brag. With you, they would have bragged loudly, Alan said, a grim look on his face. Unless they couldn't brag about this one, because of what they had done, Lara said, finally piecing everything together in her own mind. Alan just looked at her confusedly. Alan, I was roofied. They stuck something in my drink. I've been wasted on tequila before. I've never lost half a day. Somebody slipped me something, she said. Alan looked at her in shock. Rohypnol causes amnesia, Alan said in a whisper. I know. If not it, then something like it. Perhaps a cocktail of drugs, she suggested. What Alan said next surprised her. Lara, you need to go to the police right now. Tell them everything. Some of these drugs can linger in your system weeks after. It might still show up. Demand a drugs test. I'll go with you if you want me to and tell them what I know. Lara stared at Alan, stunned at what he was proposing. Alan, you do realize, she started to say before he cut her off. I'll take whatever they throw at me. Lara, I'm not that guy. Well, that's not true. Obviously I am. I did it, which makes me that guy. But I don't want to be that guy. I want to be better. I took advantage. I'd had two beers. I have no excuses. I was the sober one, and I'll face the music for my shitty choices, he said. She believed him. He had come here when he didn't have to. She remembered virtually nothing. He could have told her to get lost. But he had leveled with her, warts and all, as he had put it. She got up off her seat and joined him on the couch. I'm not going to throw you to the wolves, Alan, she said while sitting next to him. I know it is difficult to admit your mistakes. If I go to the cops, I'll leave you out of it. I'm not going to turn your life upside down because you got carried away. Carried away, he repeated. He started to cry. You make it sound small, Lara, like I grabbed your ass during a dance or something. It was rape, Lara, he said, the distress evident on his face. Lara shook her head. How many rapists feel guilt, Alan? How many come clean? How many volunteer to go to the cops? Lara said. More than you'd think, Alan said back. It doesn't change what they did. They are still guilty. I'm still guilty, he said. He doesn't deserve this. I need to let him off the hook. He's not the one who roofied me. He hadn't planned it like they had. He was just weak. He was a guy. Well, you aren't guilty in my book. Because of you, I have a better idea of that night. It'll help me sleep better. I thank you for that, she said, genuinely. Alan, I'm not a nun. I make men come for a living. I understand how desire works, how it can make you do things you never thought you would. You fucked up, but I get it. Besides, if I was a guy and saw me on my knees looking all slutty, I'd want a blowjob too, Lara told him, trying to lighten the mood. He couldn't help himself but laugh as he wiped away his tears. I'm such a tool. You have this traumatic experience, I helped cause it, and you are the one comforting me, he said apologetically. Don't be too hard on yourself. I've had weeks to process this. I sprung it on you a minute ago. You feel how you feel, she said. And how do you feel, Lara? Alan asked her. Right now, I'm going to have to go with wrath. My feeling is fucking wrath, Alan, she said, determination etched on her face. I'm reporting them tomorrow morning. I'll take that test like you suggested. I hadn't thought of that. It might help. But I'm not naive, Alan. Odds are nothing will come of this. I don't have much proof. Neither of them will ever see the inside of a cell. And they are going to come after me. Will's family is rich, right? They'll be able to outlawyer me. They'll have private investigators dig up anything they can and drag my character and life through the mud. Lara said, matter-of-factly. Alan looked at her, clearly confused. So why do it? Why put yourself through that if you don't think you can get justice? for the next girl, Alan. If they did this to me, they've done it before, which means they'll do it again. And if they have a rape charge on their record, even if they beat it, the alarm bells will go off if they get accused next time. It will be a pattern. And they aren't that dumb. If I bring this to light, it makes it difficult for them to try this again. And who knows, maybe it makes the news and some of their other victims come forward. Help the case, Lara said defiantly. Alan looked at her, admiration etched on his face. You are a badass, Lara, he told her. She rolled her eyes at him. Remind me of this a week from now, when I've lost my job, my parents are crying down the phone at me, and half the world is calling me a lying slut, she countered. I know what's coming, Lara told him. Alan groaned suddenly, something dawning on him. No, no, you don't, he said, with his head in his hands. What? What am I missing? Lara said, now worried at his reaction. Alan took out his phone, unlocked it, and went to his videos. He pressed play. Lara watched in horror as the screen lit up with a video of her. She was on her knees, sucking a large cock with gusto. You've got to be kidding me. Will recorded us? Lara said, in disbelief. Yes. I didn't notice it at the time. I was distracted, but he sent me the video the next day, he responded, his face full of regret. Lara watched herself as she bobbed up and down, her face easily recognizable. She listened to her own moans as she did it, watched her cheeks hollow as she sucked. As the shock wore off, it was replaced by a sense of excitement. Lara had never seen herself on camera before. It surprised her how much she wanted to watch more. Alan had been telling the truth. Out of it or not, she had been into it. She was blowing him like a demon, like she wanted to suck the very soul out of his cock. She gasped aloud as the Lara on the screen started to talk dirty. Feed me that cock. I want your calm. Give me your load, the video Lara begged. Lara looked across at the real Alan beside her. He was shifting uncomfortably in his seat, clearly tenting his slacks. She couldn't blame him. The video was hot. He caught her looking at him and misinterpreted her thoughts. I swear, I haven't been watching this on a loop or anything. I'll delete it right now if you want, Alan said. She shook her head. There's no point, Alan. Will has a copy. And probably Rob too. It wouldn't do any good, she said as she returned to watching her performance. Video Alan was pistoning into her mouth now, her dirty talk clearly egging him on as he fucked her face. Her eyes widened in shock as she saw herself dip her own fingers into her cunt and start to get herself off. Jesus fucking Christ, Lara said, unable to believe what she was seeing as her former self masturbated while swallowing cock. They both watched as Video Alan groaned and appeared to come down her throat as Lara climaxed, her hand a blur as she frigged herself. She slowly took him out of her mouth and started to clean him off with her tongue. The video ended. Well, there goes that plan, Lara said with frustration. That video kills me. And they knew it. It's why they took it. As insurance, she said. You were right. I look really into the whole thing. I get myself off, for fuck's sake, she said in frustration as she slammed her fist down on the table. I'm sorry for judging you, Alan. Any man who could resist that is a fucking saint. God, I'm such a whore, she said, finally breaking down and bursting into tears. Alan didn't know what to do. He wanted to comfort her, but was afraid to touch her. She made the decision for him and collapsed into his arms as she wept. He simply held her there, letting her unleash all the frustration, fear, anger, and sadness of the whole ordeal as she bawled her eyes out into his shoulder. After a few minutes, she went quiet as they sat there together. With the tears still streaming down her face, Alan reached out to the tissue box on the table beside them and gave several to her. She wiped her tears and then blew her nose loudly. Sexy, right? She said with a weak smile as they both started to giggle together. She sighed. I'm not blowing my life up for no good reason. There is zero point in going to the cops while that video exists. And they knew that, Alan. They knew that. It's probably being shared all over the internet right now. Oh my God, my parents, Lara said in a panic. Alan shook his head quickly. It isn't. Will has it and I have it, and I'm going to go over there tomorrow and beat the fucker senseless. I'll bring a bat, he said, his features darkening as he was clearly formulating a plan. Lara continued to panic. You can't, Alan. We don't need macho bullshit here. We need smarts. You can't tip him off that you know. It will just make things worse, Lara said, pleading with him. Damn it, you're right. Still, I'll tell him I don't want my dick being leaked. Tell him I'll break his legs if he shares it to anyone else. I'll lay it on thick, make sure he knows I'm serious. With a bit of luck, he'll keep it to himself. Besides, if he wants it to blackmail you, making it public only hurts his hand, Alan said, going through the scenario in his head. Lara knew he was right. As long as she kept her mouth shut, he wouldn't leak it. That was his weapon. She was safe for the time being. Nobody else would see the video. She inhaled deeply through her nose as she lay in Alan's arms, trying to calm herself. He smells good. She could feel his athletic body as she leaned into him. Her mind raced back to the video, her mind now full of images of them together. She looked up at him and started to lean in. Alan disengaged himself rapidly and got up off the couch. I'd better be heading home, he said, as he grabbed his phone and started heading for the door. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You can tell me what you want to do going forward. I'll help in whatever way I can, he said, turning back towards her, now with several feet of distance between them. Lara got up off the couch to follow him. Alan, stay. I want you to stay, she said, closing the distance between them. I know you want to stay too, she said, motioning to the large bulge evident in his pants. Alan looked down at himself and flinched in embarrassment. No, Lara, I'm not making the same mistake twice. You are upset and probably feeling vulnerable. Staying would be a bad idea. It wouldn't be fair to you, Alan responded. Lara kept closing the distance until she was standing right in front of him. Do I look drunk or high to you? I'm a big girl, Alan. I can make my own decisions, she said as she wrapped her arms around his neck. And so can I, Alan said, slipping out of her grasp. I'd be taking advantage again. I don't want to be that guy, Lara. Remember? Don't make it hard for me. Lara sniggered at him and simply pointed again. Alan looked down and this time covered himself with his hand. You know what I mean. Let me do the proper thing here. Please, he said. If you're sure, she said, giving him another chance to stay. Yes, I'm sure. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night, Lara, he said, as he walked through her front door and closed it behind him. Lara stared after him. She had wanted him to stay, badly. But as good as it would have felt, she had to admit he was right. What she needed right now was to sleep. Sleep and digest everything he had told her, and formulate a new plan. She headed into her bedroom and curled up on top of the covers as her mind started to drift off. The cops are out, but that doesn't mean I'm out of options. I'll make those fuckers pay. They can count on it.